Sachet Makis Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Eina Eidim Zomim Neragim Ati Gamar Hadin. Eidim Zomim are not put to death unless the din has already been decided. If Eidim Kamen are made that somebody is Chayev Misa, and Bezdin has already made the decision to put the person to death, and the person has not yet been put to death, and then the Eidim become Eidim Zomim, that would be a case where we would say Kasher Zomam Lakos La'achiv, that we would do to the Eidim Zomim what they were trying to do to their brother, and the Eidim Zomim would be put to death. Shaharei HaTzedukin Omrim Ad Tiyeh Hari. As opposed to the Tzedukim are people that take Pesukim literally, they say that the Eidim Zomim are not put to death unless the Baal Din has already been killed by Beis Din. Shenemar Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, because the Pesuk says a life for a life, which seems to indicate that the Baal Din has already been killed by Beis Din. Amru Lahem Chacham, the Chachamim responded to the Tzedukim, Bahalo Far Nemar Ba'asisem Lo Kasher Zomam Lasos La'achiv Bahare Achiv Kain. Doesn't it say in the Pesuk that we should do to the Eidim Zomim what they were trying to do to their brother? This seems to indicate that their brother is still alive. He has not yet been put to death by the Beis Din. As the Pesuk said, they were trying to do to their brother. It doesn't say they already did this to their brother. Din came lama nemar nefesh takas nefesh. If so, why does the Pesuk say a life for a life? Yafo mishasha kiblu edusan yeharagu. The reason why the Pesuk says nefesh takas nefesh is that you might think that if the Eidim become Eidim Zomim soon after the Beis Din had received their Eidim, and the Din had not yet been decided, even so, the Eidim Zomim would be put to death. Talmid Lomar Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, therefore the Pesuk says, a life for a life, Ha'ena Neragim Achi Gamar Hadin, to teach you that the Eidim Zomim are not killed unless they only became Eidim Zomim after the Din had already been decided, that Beis Din had made the decision to put the Baal Din to death. But if Beis Din had not yet made their decision at the time the Eidim became Eidim Zomim, in such a case, we would not do to the Eidim Zomim what they were trying to do to their brother. Yisachet Makis Perek Aleph Mishnah Zion. Afishnayim Eidim or Shlosha Eidim Yumas Hameh. Pasuk says that I'll be the words of two Eidim or three Eidim, somebody who is Chayav Misa will be put to death by Beis Din. In Mitzkayemes Eidus Bishnayim, Lama Paras HaKasav Bishlosha. If Eidus is valid with only two Eidim, why does the Pasuk have to say that three Eidim are also good to be Eidim? Ela Lahaki Shlosha Lishnayim. The reason why the Pasuk said that three Eidim are also good is the Pasuk wants to compare three Eidim to two Eidim. Ma Shlosha Mazimin Etashnayim. Just like three Eidim can be mazim two Eidim, by saying that those two Eidim were with them in a different place at the time they allegedly saw the Eidim, they would make them into Eidim Zomim. Apeshnayim yozomu et ha-shlosha, so too, two Eidim could make three Eidim into Eidim Zomim. The three Eidim are made on a certain Maisa, and two other Eidim come to Beis Din and claim that the first three Eidim were with them in a different place at the time they claimed to have seen the Eidim. Those three Eidim would become Eidim Zomim. Uminayin Akilumam. And how do we know that two Eidim could make even 100 Eidim into Eidim Zomim if a group of 100 Eidim are made on a certain Maisa? And two Eidim come to Beis Din and claim that those 100 Eidim were with them in a different place at that time, all 100 Eidim would be considered Eidim Zomim. Talmid Loimar Eidim. We learned this out from the fact that the Pasuk says Eidim. The Pasuk says Apishnayim Eidim Oshlosha Eidim. As just like two Eidim are called Eidim, so too three Eidim are simply called Eidim. There is no difference between two Eidim and three Eidim. They are both called Eidim, so too 100 Eidim are simply called Eidim. So we see no matter how many people there are in a group of the Eidim, their din is the same as if they would be only two Eidim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mashnayim Einan Aragim, Adji Yehu Shneim Zomim, Afshlosha Einam Neragim, Achihu Shloshan Zomim. Rabbi Shimon said the reason why the Pasuk compares three Eidim to two Eidim is to tell you a different din, which is, just like two Eidim are not killed from Kasher Zomim if they are Eidim Zomim, unless both Eidim become Eidim Zomim. But if only one Eid is an Eid Zomim, that two Edom come and say that one of those Edom were with them in a different place at the time they allegedly saw the Edom, then neither one of them would be killed, even the Eid Zomim himself, even though their Edom would be battle, but they would not have a din of Edom Zomim. Those two, if there is a group of three Edom, and two of the three become Edom Zomim, that two other Edom come and say that two of the three Edom were with them in a different place, even those two Edom would not be killed, they would not have a din of Edom Zomim, unless all three of them become Edom Zomim. Uminayin afilu mea talmid loimer Edom. How do we know that even a group of 100 Edom, they would not have a din of Edom Zomim unless all 100 become Edom Zomim, unless two Edom come and say that all 100 of them were with them in a different place at that time? This we learn out from the lashon of the pasuk, which says Edom, as the Torah calls three Edom Edom, just like the Torah calls two Edom Edom, to tell you that no matter how large the group of Edom is, they are simply called Edom. There is no difference between a group of 100 and a pair of Edom, so therefore they would not become Edom Zomim unless all 100 were Edom Zomim. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo ba hashlishi ela lahachmer lo velato dino kiyotze ve'elu. Rabbi Akiva said that which the puzzle compares three Edom to two Edom is to tell you a different din, which is to tell you that the third Edom has the same chumrah as the two Edom, which is that if two Edom come and are made on a certain ma'aseh, and immediately a third Edom is also made on that ma'aseh, even though the Edom would have been valid without the third Edom at all, even so he has the same din as the first two Edom. If he becomes an Edom Zomim together with the first two Edom, he would also be killed kasher zomam, even though the Edom would have been valid without him. The imkain anas hakasuf la nitva lo ibri avera ka ibri avera al achas kama v'kama yishalim kar la nitva lo isi mitva ka isi mitva. It's so that we find that the Torah is machmer on somebody who is a hanger-on to ibri avera, as this third Edom who was made immediately after the first two Edom, he is only a hanger-on to ibri avera. When they become Edom Zomim, he gets killed, even though he was not important for this Edom. The Edom would have been valid without him. Even so, he has been a Zomim and is killed. So from this, we can learn that most certainly, somebody who is a hanger-on to an Osei Mitzvah, that he hangs out with the Osei Mitzvah, even though the Mitzvah would have been done without him, he gets charred as if he did the Mitzvah himself, as if the Mitzvah could not have been Miskayim without him. As we have a cloud that Mita Tova is always Meruba, than Midas Peronius. As we find, the pasuk says, "No ser chesed la lasim." That's by Midas Tova and by Midas Peronius. It says, "Al shileshim, va'al rebeim."